where you can go and it's just a little trickle. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. And the Mississippi, as it begins to flow, it goes through 10 states and it collects a little water from the east and it collects a little water from the north and it collects a little water from the west and it's a tributary that comes into a main vein and it just gets a little bigger and a little wider and a little faster and a little different. Lord, turn again our captivity as the streams in the south. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let there be a coming together of all the pain and all the suffering that I've been through. Glory to God. It's the gathering of water from one place to another place and here a little and there a little until it becomes the mighty Mississippi. When you put in all the contributing factors and all the tributaries that come into the river, you don't see it at Baton Rouge. But if you followed it down like Lewis and Clark, you remember that? Follow the river down. You're going to find, oh, look, here's another tributary. Here's a little one. Here's a big one. And it comes together. And he said, our captivity will be like the stream. It'll be a little here and a little there. And Lord, before I knew it, I was flowing and I was deeper than I've ever been. I was stronger than I've ever been. I'm wiser than I ever was before. Lord, let me out of this prison and let me go back and do your work. Hallelujah. Coming together. Things, and you thought things were going south. They were. Did you hear me? They were. Mm-hmm. They were. And while it was going south, you were starting your river. Oh, yeah. While it was going south, he said, they that sow in tears, verse 5, shall reap in joy. Oh, he's comparing the streams of the south to they that sow in tears. Do you remember when you got the bad news? It started the flow. You remember? Leave me alone. And you went into captivity. I don't want to hear. I don't want to sing. I don't want to do anything for a while. Just, I know I've been there. I went into captivity. And I'm like, I don't want to do nothing. Just leave me alone. I don't want to shake your hand and smile because it won't be real. Just leave me alone. But the tears begin to flow. And as they flowed, it started a stream of tears. And it was the turning of me and the making of the mighty Mississippi. It was the beginning. And then as I went a little further, you know, and as you go a little further, you know what happens? And you remember you cried all night. You remember how you cried all night? And what happened was with the tears you cried all night, they joined up with the Bad News River. Yeah, the one that started it all. And it became a tributary and it added to what you had already, it joined up and it became a little wider and a little deeper. And you remember when you went to work and you could hardly hold your composure and you were doing this and you went to the restroom to get your composure because you didn't want anybody to see you crying. You couldn't wait to get home to cry. You remember those days? It was all the making of a mighty Mississippi. Lord, turn again our captivity as the streams. You were making your own stream and your own river that you would float out on. Oh, hallelujah. Jeremiah said, my head, I wish it was waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears. Where there's a coming together, I'm telling you, there will be a deliverance. For all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. Everything is a contributing factor to your success. I thank God for everything I went through. Everything I went through. I didn't like it when I was going through it. But it was a contributing factor to my success. So he closes with this, and so will I as they come this morning. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again. He's going to turn it again. He doubtless going to come again. But this time when he comes out, he's going to be with rejoicing and bringing his harvest or his sheaves with him. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, you have sown your bad seed. Don't feel bad about that. There's not a person in here that's not sown bad seed. But the word is true. God shall not be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Whether it be bad or good, he's going to reap what he sowed. But I'm here to tell you, even though you sowed bad seed, God will take that, put you in captivity, and make you wiser than you ever were before. Bad seed causes a fountain of tears. But did you know that while you were crying, my brothers and sisters, you were watering the seed, the good seed, in the furrows of your pain? The plowers plowed upon my back, David said. They made long their furrows. But the Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cart of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Woo, hallelujah. Do with my enemies whatever you want to do, Lord. Just let me out of here. And as you were crying, you were watering the good seed in your mind that, Lord, if you get me out, the crying turned from, Lord, if you just get me out, you just restore me, Lord. Lord, like Samson, he may not have any eyes, but he probably still had tears. Lord, he said, remember me. I remember the day I used to be strong. And the Bible says that the Lord remembered him, and he killed more in his latter day than he did in his whole former life. Your tears this morning have become your rain that you have sowed in the Spirit. And the Bible says if you sow in the Spirit, you shall also reap in the Spirit life everlasting. Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. When things go south, hallelujah, you better look at me good. Look at me good right now, because tomorrow I could be going south. That's right. You ever said my health going south? But let me tell you something. Even when your health goes south, you go back to the earth from whence you came, and you are dissolved into the earth so you can turn again. For he that is sown in weakness shall be raised in power. And the Bible says, Paul said, that even though we have this earthly tabernacle, that even though it be dissolved, we have a house made from God that shall not fade away. I'm here to tell you, some are older than others, and you're dissolving away. You start withering away, and you dissolve. But let me tell you, don't despair, because when things go south, God will raise them up mightier and stronger and better than they ever were before. Ooh, hallelujah. As they sing this morning, I wish I could get a group of people, hallelujah, that understands what I'm trying to preach and make your way down here and say, Lord, deliver me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for